I recently read Charlie Brown's Christmas to my daughter's first grade class. Old Charlie is pretty depressed, and he's upset because he's surrounded by the commercialism, the presents, and the spending of money. He spends quite a bit of time feeling down and talking to his friends about his feelings and his heartfelt search for the true meaning of Christmas. He's feeling rather empty, kind of depressed. No one seems to have an answer for him until his friend, Lioness, steps forward to explain what the true meaning of Christmas is to Charlie and his friends. Lioness is a little bit of a guy, but he steps forward, lifts his head high, and in his most powerful voice he begins. And there were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. The angel came and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Everyone was silent. "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." And Lioness went over and sat down by Snoopy as Charlie smiled. God's light, his wonder, his message flows to us through Jesus, who brings hope to the world. I've wondered about the Christmas tree and the ornaments and the lights, as history tells us that this tradition came about as a result of a so-called pagan ritual. The billions of light in the world at Christmas have come to represent to me the magnificent, all-powerful spiritual light that Jesus brought to mankind. The multitude of colors that bring such beauty reminds me of the diversity of mankind, and how boring it would be if all the lights were one color. The lights not only represent the spiritual light that is brought to us by the birth of Jesus, but also the beauty that is represented in the diversity of colors in mankind. The lights are different in color, but they all come from one source. They, like the diversity of hues in mankind, bring beauty to the world. A friend recently shared with me a story. His granddaughter came to him with a card last Christmas and was a bit embarrassed, and she apologized that she didn't have money to buy him a present. He opened the card that was handmade by her and contained a wonderful message of love just for him from her. His eyes brimmed with tears and poured down his face as he was so moved by what she had created just for him. He embraced her, and their love for each other became one. I'm guessing that we could all learn something from that little girl. Merry Christmas to you and to your family. May God's love and light embrace you, give you hope, and make you thankful for the incredible gift of love that God bestowed on each and every one of us. I'm thinking, too, that what Charlie Brown was trying to say to us was that Christmas should not be a burden because of the expectations we have to provide or to receive worldly gifts that become a financial hardship for so many. It should simply be a time of remembering the gift of love that has flowed to us from God through Jesus. Simply said, it's our love we need to share with those we hold so dear and with those less fortunate than us. Charlie's Christmas ends with Charlie and his friends singing. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinner reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory, glory to the newborn King.